This is KCUR 89.3. Painter, sculptor, and filmmaker Rita Blitt's works can be found in museums and private collections, but many of her monumental sculptures are public art displayed outdoors, like the one that's part of the new Skywalk Memorial Plaza in Midtown Kansas City. At a dance at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in 1981, 114 people lost their lives when two skywalks collapsed. It's taken years for a memorial to take shape. 84-year-old Blitt created the 20-foot abstract sculpture called Sending Love for the new memorial. KCUR's Laura Spencer caught up with the artist following yesterday's dedication ceremony.
I wonder if I could start by just having you talk a little bit about your connection to the Hyatt disaster. Do you remember where you were that day?
I remember reading about it and hearing about it, but one thing about it that has been very important to me is that my fifth grade teacher, Ruth Ann Angstead, was injured there. And when I hear the Hyatt disaster, I think immediately of her. And Miss Angstead was extremely influential in my life, in my being an artist. She first used the word create. And I know that sounds silly because every 10-year-old today probably knows the meaning of create, but I didn't. And I was thrilled to learn that word because creating just thrills me, and I feel it within my body when I talk about it.
When you were approached about this work, how did you respond initially, and how did you kind of start to come up with the ideas for it?
When I got the call, of course I was thrilled. And I wanted to be part of it. Normally, when I am going to create a sculpture, I go into my drawings that I've created in the past, which there are hundreds, thousands, looking for the right one for that moment. But somehow after the call, I started drawing, not really consciously thinking I was thinking that I'm designing the sculpture for them.
Well, the design resembles two figures, or it's been described as two figures dancing. And was that in the back of your mind as you were doing your drawings?
I, through the years, have drawn a lot about the relationship of two people. Love is very important in my life. My husband's very important in my life, in my creative life. And I'm very pleased with my thought about calling it Sending Love, because when I sell my work or install my work, I like to tell people that when you look at it, know that I'm sending you love and best wishes. And I do mean it. And I care about people, and I want to send everybody love and best wishes. So I thought titling this sculpture Sending Love would be quite appropriate. I just hope maybe it will fill the park with love and touch people's lives.
You recently donated your works to Washburn University. What was behind that?
About 35 years ago, my daughter said to me, well, what am I going to do with all this stuff? I have been creating my whole life and nonstop and not worrying about what was going to come of it. So I started trying to solve the problem. And my fondest dream was to have my works live together in a museum. This has become a reality, more wonderful than anything I ever dreamt, because Mulvey Museum and Washburn University in Topeka have greeted me and my works with open arms, and they have desires of sharing it in research and teaching beyond what I was ever thinking. I never got that far to even dream of that. So their ideas and warmth has thrilled me.
That was artist Rita Blitt speaking with KCUR's Laura Spencer.